This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Malcolm Miggy Harris joining me in studio. How are we doing, sir?
Gino D, what is up, man? You played that just for me.
There it is. Yeah. You're just a mutt, man.
I'm a dog, man. What's up, brother? It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too. Obviously, last week we were talking about how it was, we're going to find out who's in the big game.
Yeah.
Now we know who's in that big game. So give us a rundown on your perspective of what went down. I know one out of two of your predictions ended up coming true.
And I'm so sorry. If you believed in me, Hits listeners, that's my bad. I thought the Rams had a little something in them, but the Seahawks, they came and they did their thing. I think it was one of the best games I've seen of the season.
Yeah.
Both had stars everywhere go off. I mean, touchdowns galore in that football game. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Seahawks are now poised for what I think is going to be a really, really interesting run in the Super Bowl. Led by Sam Darnold, man. It's crazy, bro.
Right. I think so, too. And, of course, the Patriots. I got to say, I'm surprised, pleasantly surprised by this whole thing personally. I have, obviously, New England ties, yeah. So they're my team. If I got to pick a team, I'm going to go with the Pats. I'm a bandwagon fan. Jumping on now. One game left. I'm like, go Pats. But I think that the Seahawks do have a little bit of an edge here. That's what I feel.
Yeah, I mean, they do, but they don't. Because when I look at coaching, Mike Vrabel, to me, is the best situational football coach that we have in football. I mean, the way he calls timeouts, the way he just has... as a CEO of a football program, he is as best as you can imagine. And, I mean, they won 3 games last year. Yeah. Now they've won 14.
No, it's impressive.
And in the Super Bowl, it's a coaching job for your behind. So, nah, I love the Pats. I love the Seahawks as well. It's going to be a good game. And prediction time, if I had to go right now, give me the Seahawks 31.
All right, Seahawks.
27.
I've been asking all of our qualifiers for the big game, big party, because we're giving away a great prize package courtesy of Food City. And I've been asking so far, 3 out of 4 have said Seahawks.
Okay.
So I think the New England is ruined for New England, and then the rest of the country is going for the Seahawks.
It's just such a good story. Both sides, right? I mean, you got Mike Vrabel, if he wins, I mean, it's taking a team that was just utterly bad last year, and now turning them around. And then you got Sam Darnold, the comeback kid. Everybody casted him off, and now he's about to win a Super Bowl for Seattle. And it's a rematch from 10 years ago.
I was going to say, a little bit of that rematch.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, that one.
Crazy, brother. Crazy.
We're looking forward to that. That's the big game coming up on February 8th. Another prediction that you had, or another statement that you made that came true, was talking about the NBA trade.
Yeah, man. So Giannis Antetokounmpo officially has requested a trade. So either it's going to happen at the deadline on February 4th, or it's going to happen this summer. But he is officially saying, I want out of Milwaukee. So that is official. I said it last week, if you're listening.
Yeah, you did.
And it is now coming to fruition, according to NBA insiders this week. So
excellent. But when it comes to the podcast front, how everybody doing? What's
Everybody's
going on?
Great, man. We're cooking up.
It's
a little
to talk about.
It's a little bye week right now because we're getting our new studio ready. So we're about to
exciting.
Be officially locked and loaded there. Gonna have a lot of different Chattanooga guests and some things that we've been pushing off for a little bit. It's gonna come into fruition. So definitely like, subscribe at Chatted Up Sports for all the content. I know it's not gonna be as entertaining as a halftime show coming up here in the Super Bowl. Bad Bunny.
Yeah, what do you think about that, by the way, real quick?
Brother, I think that's going to be just outstanding. I mean, I feel like we've had some misses previously in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Drake fan, so
sure.
Kendrick, I just, you know, I had to mute it. Had to get me some nachos, some chips and dip.
Okay.
You know, but seriously, I think Bad Bunny's going to be really entertaining, and it's going to bring a cultural experience we've never even seen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's funny. Bad Bunny's one of those artists. Obviously, he's a global superstar.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not taking anything
Phenom.
Away from him. But
yeah.
I will say, I was kind of like, maybe because I'm not familiar with this stuff, a little underwhelmed by the announcement. But there is a curiosity factor here, and I think hopefully it will be a pleasant surprise for everybody.
Yeah, the NFL likes to experiment, so this is going to be the experiment of all experiments. This is the biggest stage that an artist can have, and
it's
Bad Bunny's. So.
That's it. We'll be tuning in for sure. We'll get more of your take next week, of course, right here.
Ready to go.
The Chatted Up Sports Minute. Make sure you follow Chatted Up Sports everywhere you can, and we're all linked up, of course, at hits96.com. Miggy, thank you so much.
Gino, appreciate it, brother.
It's Hits 96.